This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
وعده الهی وعده درستی است.
And Allah's promise for sure will come true.
You crumpled the darkness of the night with your victorious shouts of Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest.
Shahid Haydarian was someone who was very much interested in gaining knowledge.
شهادت پایان نیست. آغاز است. تولدی دیگر است. در جهانی فراتر از آن که عقل زمینی به ساحت قدس آن راه یابد تولد ستاره‌ای
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Ja'far Haydarian. Dear listeners, one of the greatest martyrs of the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran is Shahid Ja'far Haydarian. Shahid Haydarian was a role model of the youth in terms of devotion and piety. He would keep vigil at nights to worship his Lord. Shahid Haydarian had very good morals and treated his fellow brothers in faith with respect and dignity. It was said that he was a lion in the day and an ascetic at night. Shahid Haydarian gave much importance to prayer. Shahid Haydarian was someone who was very much interested in gaining knowledge. He would spare no effort in increasing his knowledge. Also, Shahid Haydarian very much loved the household of the Prophet. His father was one of the mourners and elegists of Imam Hussein, and this love was transferred to Shahid Haydarian's heart as well. Shahid Haydarian was a defender of the guardianship of the jurist and was like an unknown soldier of the guardian of the affair of Muslims, meaning Imam Khomeini. He thought nothing of himself in comparison to Imam Khomeini. Shahid Haydarian would never say anything that was against Imam Khomeini and deeply loved him and considered him as the heart of Islam and the revolution. The supreme leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, talks about the great job done by Shuhada.
وعده الهی وعده درستی است.
And Allah's promise for sure will come true. Our martyrs are on the first line always. Those who were injured during the war are on the first line too.
اینها پیشوایان ما شدند.
They are our leaders. They are the forerunners of the camp of truth. They went to the battlefields and showed their commitment to Allah and martyrdom in practice.
در میدان عمل نشان دادن.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Haydarian was well-informed and a political activist during the revolution and after the revolution. At the beginning of Imam Khomeini's movement, his grandfather announced the arrest of Imam Khomeini and informed some of the villagers that they were all enshrouded in white clothes like those who are ready to die for Islam, and while carrying light weapons, they moved to Qom to defend the wilayah. When they reached the village of Virich, they were forcibly returned to the gendarmes. Shahid Haydarian was a student of Imam Khomeini's political school, like his father, and had an active role in organizing popular activities on the streets of Dorishahr and Safaye during the revolution in the city of Qom. He made those streets a focal point for the fight against the treacherous Shah. And after the fall of the Shah, he was one of the members of the welcoming committee of Imam Khomeini and took charge of the youth of Qom in this regard.
In September 1980, the Ba'ath Iraqi forces led by Saddam attacked Iran. Iranians from all ages stood against this oppression. Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, invited all Iranians for a holy defense.
شما ثابت کردید که می توانید در مقابل قدرت ها بایستید.
All the people accepted this call.
لبیک یا خمینی، لبیک یا خمینی.
The mothers sent their young sons to the battlefields. The Iranian commanders were full of divine light and recited,
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم
The brave men trusted in Allah and defeated the enemy. For them, martyrdom was not the end, but a start. A new start. A new life.
شهادت پایان نیست. آغاز است. تولدی دیگر است. در جهانی فراتر از آن که عقل زمینی به ساحت قدس آن راه یابد. تولد ستاری.
And they still continue the path of their father.
ما امت حزب اللهیم دل داده روح اللهیم ما امت حزب اللهیم.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Shahid Haydarian had the honor to be the guard of Imam Khomeini's residence in Qom. One of Shahid Haydarian's friends says, it was midnight and Ja'far was still awake. I said, Ja'far, why don't you sleep? Why are you still awake? Shahid Ja'far Haydarian said, here, meaning the residence of Imam Khomeini, which he was guarding, is the heart of Islam and revolution. And if we sleep, the enemies stay awake and may take this blessing, that is Imam Khomeini, from us. Therefore, we despair them by staying awake. Shahid Haydarian was also a sportsman. He was a very good football player who had won many awards. Shahid Haydarian was extremely patient. He would also render services to villagers and would solve people's problems. He was a member of charity organizations and did everything he could to help those in need. This brave young man was martyred in a region called Tepe Çeşme. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of sacred defense of Iran.
My throat tightens in front of your glowing images, and hot tears flow down my face and close the way for words. I am talking to you, O tulips. Every day and every night, the trenches witness your tears and prayers. You crumpled the darkness of the night with your victorious shouts of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, and made the days of the trenches wider than the wings of doves. And now we are left with your memory. How wretched we would be if we don't frame your memory on the empty walls of our lives.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode, which was about Shahid Ja'far Haydarian. If you want, you can visit our website, which is parstoday.com. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can send them to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.